Here we are.
Hello, Gia. We're getting very smooth. We're getting real smooth with our intros.
Yeah, the openings are great, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Nowhere to go but up, though, I guess. Hi, Gia.
Hi. So we're gonna do a little short episode that's not time specific. That's not the right way to explain it.
No, it's not.
It's not contingent upon seeing an episode. It's related to General Hospital, but we're just talking about it in a general sense.
In kind of a hypothetical way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because and I'm going to be gone next week, so we're just doing,
yes,
you know.
Gia's going to be on the road in a family-oriented trip.
Yeah.
So
she's wicked excited about it.
Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to abandon our podcast completely for this time. So we thought we would do a little sort of a bonus episode. And this one also embraces our love of music.
I think that I did read your text. I do read your text. What you say is, it matters to me. It's important, you know.
Oh, no. I'm not getting that feeling right now.
But I will admit that I just looked at it really quick. I was doing something else. I don't know. I was busy. And so
Of course you were.
Yeah. And I remember we had such trouble with another the premise of it, and I couldn't get it through my head, and so I want to make sure I get the premise, the parameters.
Demi's episode.
I had a really hard time with that. I don't think I was alone. I mean,
okay. You might have had an imaginary friend or two keeping you.
I think some
there.
Of the listeners probably were like, I don't know what Keisha's talking about.
Okay, all right.
Not making sense. No, I don't know. But anyway, so you explain the premise before we get rolling here, just to make sure I've got it.
Sure. Okay, well, a lot of you probably know that this is a little bit inspired by the phenomenon that happened recently with the Kate Bush song, Running Up the Hill, you know, which was featured on Stranger Things. And now it's back on, like, Top 40 radio. Like, you hear it between Taylor Swift, you know, and Post Malone and stuff. And it's very strange.
Well,
but
you hear it.
I do. I do.
I haven't heard it once.
Okay.
I have a vague memory of it when it was a hit back in the day.
Yeah. And I don't think it was ever as big a hit probably as it is now. So that there's, you know, pop culture for you. But I thought maybe we could do the same thing on a much smaller scale for some songs that we might like, but there's going to be a challenge built into this. So I'm going to name a song that I am hoping you'll know, Gia, and then I want you to sort of conjure up a scene, like which characters come to mind when you think of this song and what will they be doing? So it would be completely like off, you know, their normal storylines possibly, or maybe it could fit in, but you know, it's sort of a, you got that?
I do, but it's funny because in my memory, I'd completely omitted this whole Kate Bush crap and then it's like, oh, right. I do kind of vaguely know about that. Mm-hmm. So does that mean the songs we're picking, we should be picking older songs that we'd like to see make a comeback also, kind of via this, like,
this platform?
Yeah. Like if we really were working for General Hospital and they really had hired us.
which
dream, such a
will
dream.
Never happen now, even if we're part of a Make-A-Wish sort of a project.
Yeah, it was going to happen, but now it won't happen.
Well, maybe. Yeah. And when I was thinking of songs, I was kind of trying to think of older songs, but it became much more complicated than I thought to think of songs that I like and would like to see come back that you also know.
That I would, because this takes us all the way back to the Venn diagram discussion.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some overlap in our musical tastes, but mostly not.
Really,
right?
Very little.
Very
little.
Very, very little.
But so. And here's another thing that I kind of omitted, like, from memory from your text, like what that I actually had to like the song.
Oh yeah. Well, no, and not necessarily, I guess that's okay. Maybe my take on it, but you don't have to like the song.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just trying to think of songs that might conjure up some interesting scene, really.
Yeah.
I guess I like the three that I picked. But okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's interesting.
Okay. Mine aren't all old, but I'm going to start with one that I think is probably more recent. This is a song by U2.
Okay.
And it's Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses?
Huh? Oh.
You know that song?
Can you hum a little bit of it? Yeah, I do, but I can't think of the melody right now.
Who's gonna ride your wild horses? Who's gonna...
Okay. All right. So, and now I come up with a scene. So it's,
yeah.
You're going to be sorry, but it's going to be Cody.
I know. Yeah. I knew the risks.
And Leo.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's going to be a scene like, so this is later when Leo's had a lot of lessons, you know.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so he can ride. He actually is already riding. Mm-hmm. And, I just came up with this. But so they're out for a trail ride together, and Cody's teacher, supposed to be keeping him safe.
Sure, uh-huh.
And Leo's pony is going to run away with him and run all the way back to the barn.
Uh-huh.
And Leo's going to be very upset, and that's going to be playing in the background.
Wait a minute. So Leo is on his horse, and his horse takes him back to the barn?
His horse bolts, yeah, and is out of control and runs all the way back to the barn with him.
With Leo on him.
With Leo on him, but Leo has no control over him. He's just
Okay. So it's sort of very terrifying then for Leo. Huh?
Yes, yes. Okay. And Cody will have to be reckoned with by the Quartermains after this.
So yeah,
it'll be a misjudgment on Cody's part to have taken Leo out for a trail ride.
Okay. Okay, so we'll have another person at least one more person who hates Cody. That's the goal here.
Well, I don't know. It could make us like Cody more to see him bonding with Leo and thinking that he's ready, and then have this, you know, unfortunate thing take place.
So he'd be full of remorse.
Yeah.
Terrified for Leo.
Yeah. He's not a monster. He's an idiot.
That is an important distinction, Gia. Thank you. Not a monster, just an idiot.
An idiot. He's going to misjudge things.
Massive idiot. Yeah.
And we'll see Leo put in danger and emotional turmoil. And
Well, you know, that's actually, that would be a clever way to get us to sort of care about Cody and to show another dimension of him that wasn't like completely, you know, contrived.
Assholy, yeah.
Like, remember his passport thing?
The little passport.
Jesus, pressure, yeah. That didn't work.
So is that what you wanted for that song?
Yeah, that was good. That was good, Gia. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, is it my turn to give one to you?
Yeah, it sure is. I'm a little scared.
Okay, I'm taking it way back. The Allman Brothers, Whipping Post.
That's interesting. I almost picked Melissa for you, but yeah, I thought a woman's name that would just sort of throw us. Tied to the Whipping Post, so that's like a Dex reference, kind of.
Huh? Oh, that was too easy, huh?
Well, no, we're kind of doing the same thing. We're trying to give us each other something to work with. Yeah. So let's see. All right. Well, maybe we won't go there. Maybe we won't make it Dex. Maybe it'll be Nicholas, because he's no match. He's no match for Esme.
Esme, I have him tied up somewhere. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's going to find her way out of that little corner of the castle, you know? And Nicholas, I think he's feeling a little smug, feeling like, you know, he bested her, but he really hasn't. So maybe she'll take him to the stables there at Windermere and tie him up.
And literally tie him to a whipping post.
Literally tie him up, and torture him a little bit.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, Ava will find him. And I don't know if at this point she would know that it was Esme. She would have to figure out that it must have been Esme. Would he tell her that it was Esme? And would she like him any more or less?
Or less, yeah. She might just join in when she sees
what's
going on.
Yeah, she might be like, oh, fuck it. Yeah. Yeah. You had this coming, man, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I was throwing you a bone with, I just thought, well, that'd be a good torture scene music, you know, kind of a little bit tongue in cheek, but I like your theme better. So.
Thank you. All right, the next one, it's Joan Armatrading, and I thought about the song Willow, because that's my favorite Joan Armatrading song, but then...
So you're taking it too far back from me. I don't know if I'm...
Okay, well, all right, instead of Willow, I decided to go with the song Me, Myself, I. Do you know that song by Joan Armatrading?
Oh, God, I do, but again, I can't think of...
I want to be by myself. I came in this world alone. You know, it's very much like independence. Okay. Do you want me to try another one? I have some other ones.
Yeah, go for another one, because I really can't conjure that one up.
All right. Okay, this one hopefully will be easier for you. Tom Petty, Free Falling.
Okay. let's see. Well, that would have been great for back when Scotty fell out of that plane. But already happened. That already happened. So I got to come up with something new. free falling. Let's see. So I'm going to go a little more serious. Dex and Joss are going to have a love scene.
Oh,
Yeah. Somehow, I don't know, stranded in a cabin, one of those things or something like that.
Okay.
And Cam, who has now been taxed with the mission of keeping Joss away from Dex, from Michael, is going to follow and see this and see the passionate love scene. Ooh. And he's going to be looking through with the windows or whatever, and that song's going to be playing.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Okay. Very good. Very good. Especially since he has also, his last conversation with her was about how they hadn't had sex since that first time.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was a little shocked by that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess things did get a little hectic there.
They're not married yet.
True. That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're giving the hospital writer some stuff to work.
We really are. They probably have to pay big bucks for those songs. But okay, so I got to give one to you. This one probably just be funny, but Hall & Oates, Maneater.
I have three Hall & Oates songs on my list.
How many songs are that? We were just doing three.
Yeah. I had options just in case. Mm. So Maneater, that's sort of an obvious one too.
It could go.
Let's try to go a little unexpected here. Let's think now. Oh shit. All right. I guess I'm gonna have to go with. I'll go with Joss, I guess.
Okay. Definitely.
Right. Although she's not quite as ruthless as some of our other man-eating women on the show.
Yeah.
She only comes out at night. Let's see.
She's a loser.
Yeah.
All the lyrics don't have to fit exactly.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe like Cam, in his efforts to try to keep her, you know, occupied and away from Dex, you know, he's sort of set up some sort of a romantic night for the two of them. And, you know, she's sort of game for this, you know, or has convinced herself that she's going to try. So she's on her way over there. She's at his place or whatever, wherever this is going to happen. And she gets a text from Dex. And she has to, you know, she can't just ignore it. So she has to sneak out.
Oh, okay. Poor Cam. We're doing him in our little
I know. And maybe this is inspired by yours, but I'm seeing her like just strutting across town in, at night, you know, just sort of her silhouette.
Okay. That's a good one. Yep.
I don't know. Is it?
All right. That is good. If hospital would do this, it would be fun.
Yeah. Okay. The last one I know you know, Ray LaMontagne Trouble.
Okay. When you first said it, though, I got Cat Stevens Trouble in my head. throwing it further back.
I can give you another one if you want.
Yeah,
you
no, just give me a line from it. I know that song really well, but I've
Trouble.
Got
Cat Stevens. Well, it's the song that was in that commercial where the dog's burying his bones.
Yeah, the bone,
Trouble. Can't keep trouble away from me, something like that.
Worry.
Yeah. We're really torturing people tonight.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Let's see. Who is that going to be? That would be a good one to have for a scene with Willow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's going to be a scene where Willow is overcome with, worry and her troubles.
Uh-huh.
And she will accidentally start kissing TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll cause her even more troubles and worry.
Yeah, because, it's funny. Yeah, I was thinking that too, that somehow suggestion that Nina has planted,
it's going to take root and they're going to grow closer and closer because he knows what's going on.
He knows, and he's the only one she's comfortable having, this knowledge. Right. So, yeah, and she's good. It's going to put distance.
So much nicer than Michael.
Yeah, he is. That's true. And although we don't know why he would stray from Molly.
Yeah, well, Molly's too busy at the courthouse.
Yeah, that sort of seems like that could easily happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Too much eye makeup. She was wearing a lot of eye makeup.
A lot of eye makeup, yeah. That would do it, wouldn't it?
Where are you, Molly? I can't find you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's your last one. I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
Because the one I thought of, I think, is really difficult.
Okay.
So I'll give you a backup.
Okay.
And I don't, you're the master of trivia. I didn't look up who this artist is, but
okay.
Someone left my cake out in the rain.
Yeah, that's an old song, right?
I don't think that I can make it because it took so long to bake it.
Right.
And I'll never have that recipe
again. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who did that? Who sang that one?
I don't know. I think it was one of those one-hit wonders, wasn't it?
Don't know.
I think that's going way back to when we were little toddlers.
Oh yeah, I know. But you know all this stuff. You know all this crap.
I have to have heard it on the radio.
Yes, it was on the radio. That's where you heard it. What do you mean?
I don't know about that. Let me see.
Okay, so if you can't do that one.
Okay.
I thought you'd totally know that one. Then,
I mean, I know the song, but I don't know who sang it. MacArthur Park. I just Googled it. MacArthur Park.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that. Your other option B is Rolling Stones. I ain't waiting on lady. I'm waiting on friend.
I do like that song. Okay, let's see. Who's just waiting on a friend? I'd like that to be Valentine and Anna. Now, maybe they're doing some sort of undercover work, which of course they would be bad at.
Yeah.
But he would be in, they'd be in costume again. I don't know if he'd be the French guy this time, maybe something a little more of a stretch. And I guess they'd be.
And she'd be a hooker.
We got to have a lying duplicitous whore in one of these scenes. So yeah, this time it's Anna. Yeah. Yeah, so where would they be though? I guess they'd be at the Savoy, because that's, you know, where everybody goes these days. We haven't
I'm just picturing him in the Stones video. Do you remember the video?
Yeah, like kind of like just
stoop, you know, sitting on the stoop and
yeah. And it wasn't much of a video, was it?
No, but I love it. I don't know why.
Yeah. So he's hanging out at the Savoy. Okay. And they're pretending they don't know each other because they don't want to blow their cover.
And she's going to come up and proposition him, and he'll say,
"Yeah, he'll say, I'm just waiting on a friend.
I'm just waiting on a friend. I'm just waiting on a friend." Like that. You think he'll
like
sing
that?
It?
Just like that. Yeah, that wasn't very good though. I didn't fully imagine that one.
I could kind of see it.
I'd like to see them having some fun.
Yeah, I'd like to see them do more comic stuff.
Yeah, because they're good at that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're bad at everything else that
they're
supposed
very
to be
bad
good
spies.
At.
They're not killers. They can't kill anything. They keep trying.
No, they might kill Lucy, you know, by accident.
I do not see them. Yeah, they might get Lucy killed, but I don't see them bringing down Uncle Victor in the same way that I don't see Jordan or Dante finding the killer in town. You know.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Right.
Also, somebody else might solve these things, but none of them will.
I agree. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, was that it? Did we do our three songs a piece?
I think we did, Gia. Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah. It was a challenge.
Take note, hospital.
Yeah, we started off a little stronger, I think, with some ideas that the show could use.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard thinking of songs that I thought you would know and like.
Yeah, you were throwing it way back there with Joan Armatrading. Like, God. Like, I mean, I had a phase.
I know you did, because I was there for part of it. when we were in Montana, I remember being in your apartment.
Oh, was I still listening to her then? Yeah, I guess I might have been. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I like a lot of her stuff. Yeah.
I do too. When I was looking up her songs, I hadn't remembered how many hits she actually had, but I always thought she was underappreciated, you know?
Yeah, she really was. She's British? British?
Yeah, or St. Kitts, I think, is maybe where she was born. Okay. Yeah. She's 71. Her birthday's in December.
Really? See, this is why I thought you'd know who wrote that other song, because that trivia comes right out of you.
Well, I did look that part up. When I looked up her songs, they said how old she was.
Yeah, I just figure you'd know any sort of pop culture 70s, 80s songs that I knew.
I think that goes back, it's before the 70s, I think.
The Joan Armatrading?
No, the Cake Out in the Rain.
Oh.
Song
before the 70s, really? Yeah. Who knows what it's about, though? Trippy,
right?
Man.
Right, yeah,
I don't know, but it makes me sad to think about a cake in the rain.
A cake, wasting a cake. I'll never really enjoy a song that's about wasting a cake.
Well, they were sad about it. I mean, that's the whole point of the song, is like, you know, they were just overcome with sadness.
I know. I guess that's true.
If it was from the 60s, it's probably all some drug code or something.
Yeah, probably.
I'll have to Google
it. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, this was fun, and I hope this makes a good filler for you while I'm off on my trip.
Yes. And, hang in there with us, people. We'll be back.
We'll be back. I'll do a marathon and catch up on the week that I missed when I get back, and I'll be...
Yeah.
Good to go. And I'll be so happy to be back in the warm, cozy arms of Port Charles.
Yes. Yes. The welcoming bosom of Port Charles.
Yeah. And we could maybe do a cocktail episode when I get back.
I think we should. I think we will have to, Gia.
Because I'm going to need one.
Me too. Me too. I think we would enjoy that. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah. Thank you, Gia.
Okay. Thanks, Keish. See ya.
Okay. Bye.